boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Can I tell you why I'm now terrified to go couch shopping?
Sure, why?
Well, I mean, you know what? It's a big purchase, okay? Yeah. That's a lot of money. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on it. But I'm almost more nervous about my boyfriend's behavior.
Why?
We are planning on, you know, going and buying something around 4th of July. You know, those,
well, all those sales.
Patriotic sales. We love it. We got to hit it up around then. And for some reason last night, we're really excited about moving. So he was like talking about going to get the couch. And then suddenly we got into, oh, I'm going to barter at the furniture store. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean you're going to barter? He's like, well, let's say, you know, the whole purchase, they have it set at $2,000. I'm going to tell them that I want it for $1,800 or I'm walking out. And I was like, I think that sounds like a car dealership or a garage sale.
Yeah.
But he is like set on it and he's going to commit to the bit. He's like, if they're not.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever heard anybody say, oh, I'm a precrastinator?
No, never in my life.
Me either, until I just learned this new term. So it's basically the opposite of procrastinator. Instead of putting everything off, you do as much as possible beforehand to get it out of the way so that you're not stressed. But it's just as bad, I guess, as procrastinating because you're stressing yourself out so much thinking about, oh, I got to be prepared for this and I got to get everything done, that you end up just as stressed as when you put it off to the last second.
Well, yeah, I could see how that makes sense.
I almost think that I am more of this than a procrastinator.
I'm more of a procrastinator.
I was going to say, you wait till the last minute.
Oh, 100%.
But I literally, even thinking about moving, which I don't move until mid-July, I am like making lists of things that I want to do for the next 3 weekends.
But you won't do it until the last second.
No, I'm going. I want to tick it all off so that when move day comes, it's all out of
nope.
the way.
Nope.
And now I'm stressing myself out more, and I'm going to be stressed for the next like month and a half.
I'd like to wait till the last second. We're moving tomorrow. Great. We'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, I could never live with you.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm being serious when I say I've always wanted to try cat food or dog food. I know that's disgusting, but when I smell it sometimes,
no,
I think to myself, it does smell kind of good.
I have to literally plug my nose when I get my cat, especially when I get my cat's wet food.
Oh, God, that smells so good.
No, it does not.
Oh, God, there's going to be a day that I will try it, but I'm like always afraid what will happen. Well, it turns out it's not as bad as you might think it is because Whoopi Goldberg is doing just fine after eating cat food.
Whoopi?
Yeah, I mean, she don't do this on like a regular basis, if that's what you're thinking, thank God. But what happened was she'd been traveling. She was in like Italy or something. Came home jet lagged, right?
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're doing in the middle of the night. It's 2 a.m. She's hungry for pretzels. So she went to her kitchen thinking she was getting the Dots pretzels, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she starts munching on them. And then she goes, oh, my God, these are disgusting. Like, are they stale? Did I get a new flavor and I just don't remember? She eats some more. She just keeps eating.
Why would you keep eating them if they're gross?
She just keeps eating. And then finally, she's like, okay, something is really wrong about this. So she opens her eyes a little bit more. And that's when she realizes she was eating the Temptations cat treats with the catnip in it.
Oh my God, what happens to a person when you have catnip?
She was fine. She didn't. It doesn't do what it does to a cat, I'll tell you that.
Well, okay. I guess that's good to know.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I'm really excited about this one because I feel like this might be the quickest to go wrong dating horror story that we maybe have ever had. So buckle up because it's going to be a quickie, honestly. This girl says, I matched with a guy from out of town. On our first date, we decided we would meet up halfway between us for a dinner. Now, I'm very, very honest with my online photos and my profile because I never want someone to think that I'm a catfish when we meet for the first time. This guy had to have seen everything about my profile when he matched with me, obviously. But as soon as I arrived to the restaurant and I stepped out of my car, he looks me up and down, frowns, and quietly says, no.
Oh my God.
Spoiler alert, he was no Brad Pitt either. So we awkwardly talk a little over dinner, and he has about as much personality as a wet sock. We stop at a gas station after, and he outwardly flirted with the cashier and told me how hot he thought she was when we got back to the car. I suggested maybe we go see a movie to kill time, and that way we wouldn't have to talk to each other for the rest of the night. And he said, I'm sorry, I gotta go. I have to mow my lawn tomorrow. I couldn't even be bothered to understand what that lame excuse was. And as soon as I got home, I went ahead and unmatched with him.
If she looked exactly like her photos did, I don't understand what went wrong.
I'm not sure either.
Unless she's lying to us.
Maybe that's the
plot
twist.
She looks like
me. And she looks nothing like
it. Because in my head,
it.
I look like Anne Hathaway. And you've told me multiple times I don't look like
her. Don't say that on your dating profile.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
It is one of those days that I feel like we should have a doggy door in the studio.
Why?
Because we are absolutely fry cooking in here.
We are.
It is hot. It is stuffy in this studio. And as I'm looking outside, there's at least some airflow out there.
Yeah.
Looks like it's a pretty breezy day. So if I could waddle my little butt through a dog door and go hang out there.
You would.
I would choose that over this today, I think. Respectfully, it's stuffy in here.
It is so hot. It is 78 in here. But it feels more like 85.
And I know outside it probably feels like, 98 humidity. But that wind, though, I'm just daydreaming about that doggy door someday.
I can build you one. Let me get a fork out.
Okay, we'll be here a while.
I don't like that this has become a normal conversation starter, but honestly, it kind of has, where you're like, dude, guess what I saw somebody doing while driving? Totally dumb, distracted driving. They were doing blank.
But it's a good learning lesson of like, don't do that. Yeah, it's stupid.
Exactly. So we want to know, what is the dumbest thing you've seen a distracted driver doing? I miss this. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I miss this because I was looking the other way, but I was on a walk with neighbor man and he goes, oh my God, that girl was curling her lashes while driving.
What?
Yeah. I said, with like the curler and everything? He goes, oh yeah.
Okay, that is so concerning because I feel like anybody, I know people do makeup while they're driving. Again, I think that's stupid.
Uh-huh.
But curling your eyelashes.
I would poke my eye.
I would poke my eye. I'd rip my lashes out. That feels like a very like risky thing to do.
I do that sitting down at home. I like poke myself and
I
rip
have to
my
get
lashes.
Literally 3 centimeters away from the mirror or I'm like, I can't see what I'm doing.
Well, that's exactly what she was doing.
That's
while
insane.
Driving. While driving. And she didn't cause an accident in front of us, but I can only imagine what could have happened.
I wonder how many eyelashes she had left.
It's sad to say how many times you see a distracted driver on a weekly basis.
And they're the type of people, I'm sorry, that you're allowed to say swear words in your car about.
Because
you're like, are you bleepity bleeping kidding me?
For real. Bleepity.
Be so for real. Why are you trying to do that while you drive?
We want to know, what is the like craziest, dumbest thing you have seen a distracted driver doing?
I feel like college was a really weird time. Iowa City, I love that place, but man, are there some odd folks there, especially the college creatures.
Well, it's about, you know, you've only been driving for a couple of years. You're still learning.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why I'm defending them. It's stupid what you're doing, probably.
I get it. And here's where I'm like, you know what? I guess do you, but be a little safer. I saw somebody driving through Iowa City with a coffee pot, pouring themselves a cup, a Joe, into a mug while they were driving.
So no hands were on the wheel because they had to use... There's no way you could do that with one hand.
I mean, it looked like, you know, a couple fingers through the, like... handle of the mug and on it wasn't safe. I'm not going to tell you how to do it because it wasn't safe. Don't try it. But yeah, somebody was.
This is why they create Starbucks and Dunkin'.
Well, I'm just like, in whoa, were you like running that late that you were like, I got to take the entire pot of coffee with me? Or maybe you need to invest in a bigger cup. I'm not sure.
At that rate, just drink out of the coffee pot.
You know what? And I would have respected that, honestly.
You ever wanted to give a dummy a piece of your own mind?
Frequently, every day of my life.
I knew it. What is the dumbest thing that you have seen a distracted driver doing that at one point you were like, wow, that's dumb.
That is bad.
This is so dumb.
Marin, what did you see?
I once saw someone putting makeup on in the car while they were driving with the visor down and everything.
How did they even see anything?
I don't know.
Dude, that's what I don't get, is you got to be close up to the mirror for that. How do you see what's on the road in front of you?
The only thing I could maybe see is lip gloss, because you really don't need to see for that.
True.
Or chapstick.
Anything beyond
but
that.
But beyond that, you really do need to see. As someone who loves makeup, I need a mirror. So I could not do that.
Wait till you're parked, at least.
I have never been able to do makeup as a passenger.
Oh my God, I can hardly do it in my bathroom. So I know. Like,
I couldn't imagine driving.
No, no, no. Chris, what is the dumbest thing you've seen?
Well, it was myself. When I was in high school, I used to change my clothes on the way between jobs and dates and funerals or whatever. So it didn't matter. I would change out of one outfit into another one. And I'm talking, I had to wear shorts for one thing. So it would be completely changed.
You did the bottoms and everything?
Everything. I found a way to do it on the interstate. I could do it. I could change a shirt in 2 seconds.
Oh, gosh. I hope nobody caught you doing that.
Nobody caught me doing it, but I got pretty efficient at it over time. So my daughter's sitting here cringing at me. So.
And you learned it's dumb now, right?
Oh, it's so dumb.
I'm glad that Chris realizes that that maybe is something to not do anymore.
Well, what I want to know is how many people drove by him and were like, wait a minute. Is this real life? Am I seeing this in real life? Or is this magic?
Good God.
What is happening here?
That's what I'm saying. I hope nobody caught you because they would be like, now they're distracted.
I know
what I mean?
Like, yeah. You're like, whoa, hello.
Put all that away, please. Kevin, what did you see?
I've seen somebody reading a full newspaper driving down interstate. Oh, that was a long time ago, but I've also seen people reading books.
That is nuts. How do you actually, like, even comprehend what you're reading?
I don't know. They had the newspaper open like they were sitting at their dinner table or whatever. I mean, it wasn't even folded up nice. It was wide open.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Hold on to your man, your woman, real tight, because they could be gone before you know it.
Oh my God, what?
Well, there's some people talking about a term they're calling summer shading. And it's something you should be aware of if you're in a relationship. And honestly, even if you're kind of just dating around too, because the thought is that summer shading is really this phenomenon where people on purpose will either end the relationship they're in, they will retreat back, or they purposely won't like settle down into a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because it's summertime, because it's hot, because they want to have fun. So they're going to avoid it. And then they'll come crawling back to you once the weather gets a little bit cooler. Which I'm like, you know what? It kind of makes sense.
It does. But I wouldn't do it.
I mean, there were times in my life that I was like, I don't want to settle down. All my friends are single. It's summertime. Mm-hmm. Let's just have fun. But I don't think I would break up with somebody because it's summertime.
Well, here's the thing is that I get very cranky when it's hot. Like right now in the studio, dear God, the air conditioning is not working. It's 78 in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I am cranky. I don't know how you're dealing with me right now. But I'm like, I need somebody who loves me and I'm not going to break their heart to deal with me during the cranky season. I need you to stay with me, please.
It sounds like you might be the one that gets summer shaded.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
How many times have I told you my dream was to be hit on in the grocery store produce section?
Which I just am like, I don't think it's all that's cracked up to be.
I don't know why I feel like it's a great fantasy, but it does feel like one.
I think you'd be spooked and annoyed if it actually happened.
Well, I didn't get hit on or asked out or anything in the produce section. But may I say that I got the second best thing?
Okay.
I got hit on while pumping my gas at the gas station.
Immediately, no. But continue.
You sound like Justin Bieber. Immediately, no.
Immediately, no. But continue.
So I, was pumping my gas, as one does at a gas station, and minding my own business. And this car kind of pulls up right next to me, like almost on the other side, like he was going to pump his own gas of some sort. But he had his windows down, and he was looking at me. And I'm like, what's going on? And he was like, hey, you're looking really pretty today. And I was like, thank you, because I wasn't feeling like that, but thank you, sir. And he's like, yeah, you're looking really good. Is your boyfriend around working? Or where's your boyfriend at, is what he said. And I go, oh, he's working. He goes, ah, so you do have a boyfriend.
Oh, he was thinking you were going to say you didn't.
And I go,
oh, I don't have one.
Yeah. And right. I'd be like, oh, I don't have a boyfriend. But I was like, nope, he's working. And he goes, oh, you do have a boyfriend. I was like, yep. And he goes, want to cheat on him?
Oh, my God.
And that's what I said. Immediately, no. Respectfully, no.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, my intrusive thoughts are rolling right now.
Honestly, kind of liked it.
No.
Why?
No. Don't talk to me while I'm doing like mundane tasks, grocery shopping, getting gas. If you talk to me, I'm going to get scared and then I'm going to pull the gas pump out and I'm going to squirt it at you. That's what I think.
Today was the day for dummies.
It really was.
Yeah.
It felt pretty good to, you know, like let it all out.
Yeah.
All of the stupid distracted driving that you've seen. Because honestly, there's some crazy stuff that people be doing.
Mm-hmm. You be driving on 380 and you look to your left and you're like, what am I looking at right now? That guy is dumb.
Or that girl, whoever. I got to hit a couple of my favorites from the text line. 6156 said, somebody playing the trumpet.
Was the dumbest thing that they seen a distracted driver doing.
I have so many questions.
How?
Why?
Well, it's one-handed.
That's going to be really loud.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Like in your own ears. I also really loved Eugene on the Facebook page. Said they saw somebody shaving while reading the paper.
What?
Shaving while reading the paper. Gotta love Edgewood Road. I haven't seen that on Edgewood Road.
Edgewood Road would be hard. I'm really trying to do
don't
this.
Don't shave
right.
While you drive.
That's first, and also read the newspaper.
Maybe just focus on the road. Shave when you get home, please. Vicky, what did you see?
Well, I actually didn't see it. But my sister and I were talking about our contact lenses. She said that she literally drives to work and then puts them in while she's driving.
No.
Oh, my God.
So I'm really glad I don't live in Wisconsin.
Now, can she, like, she have good vision without them? Because I'll be honest with you, I wear glasses and I can't see without my glasses. So this would be bad.
No, I mean, she has really bad vision like I do. But I'm guessing that she, like, puts one in with her glasses on and then like shuts the other eye or I have no idea.
Wake up 5 minutes earlier.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.